This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The best strategy board games offer a fascinating blend of strategy, skill, and chance. These games require players to make strategic decisions that can affect the outcome of the game, while also engaging in tactics to outwit and outplay their opponents. With so many different strategy board games on the market, it can be hard to know which ones are worth your time. In this episode, we take a look at some of the best board games available today in the strategy category. We skipped over the super popular games everyone's heard of to dig deeper into the wealth of strategy games on offer. You'll find out what makes each game unique and why it's earned a place on this list. Whether you're after a game to play with friends and family or looking to challenge yourself, these strategy board games will provide endless hours of entertainment and intellectual stimulation. Let's get to it, shall we? Our first strategy board game? Revive. Most post-apocalyptic games prefer to focus on irradiated wastelands and roving bands of mutant cannibals, so it's refreshing to find one that tasks the players with rebuilding civilization instead. You'll work your way through a campaign, using your unique tribal powers and relearned technologies as you strive to repopulate ancient cities. But this isn't just a narrative game. A novel card action system sees players constructing an ever-evolving strategic engine to race across the map to those all-important ancient sites. With great art, great theme, and great strategy, this is a rare title that ticks a lot of taste boxes. Revive is 1-4 players with a playtime of 90 to 120 minutes. Up next, Earth. As the title implies, playing Earth allows you to create your own little slice of terra firma, replete with different terrains and plants which will grow and flourish under your strategic hand. It utilizes the underused following mechanism, whereby each time a player takes an action, such as planting a new card or composting an existing one to gain resources and make space in their tableau, everyone else gets a weaker version of that action. That ensures the game plays fast and smoothly, but the mind-boggling variety of different cards, scoring conditions, and intricate mechanical wrinkles between actions and card effects give it a huge amount of depth and replay value. Earth has an age range of 14 years plus and 1-5 players with a playtime of 45 to 90 minutes. Our next game, Distilled. Heavier strategy games tend to sacrifice theme for more challenging decisions, but with Distilled, you can have both, as you juggle resources, equipment, and recipes in your quest to become a master distiller. This puts you in a typical conundrum of how much to invest in your growing enterprise and how much to put aside for points, but this game gives you an extra dimension to wrestle with, the option to age your spirits for bigger returns later, if you can afford the time and space to do so. This creates a spinning plates effect as the impacts of your decisions cascade across your distillery for better or worse. And if you find all that strategizing is thirsty work, it offers the perfect excuse for an in or after game tipple. Distilled has an age range of 13 plus and 1-5 players with a playtime of 30 minutes. Our list of the best strategy board games continues with Agricola. One of the oldest games on the list, there's no denying the staying power of this fun simulation of pre-modern farming. Starting with just a farming couple on a crude small holding, you need to use that meager manpower to till the fields, raise livestock, upgrade your farmhouse, and even expand your family for more farmhands. Key to the game's appeal are the occupations and improvements card decks, which ensure the strategic options in every game are different and stop the game from getting stale. While offering plenty of strategic depth, it's also very satisfying to watch your little farm grow and prosper as the game progresses. Agricola is 1-4 players with an age range of 12 plus and a playtime of 90 minutes. Next, Through the Ages, a new story of civilization. Civilization games are a long and storied genre of grand strategy board game, but it came as quite a surprise to find that its ultimate expression took away the board. Instead, Through the Ages sees you creating a tableau of buildings and wonders, military and technology, as you strive to become the ultimate culture. Exploration and fighting are neatly abstracted away to card play and number crunching, leaving you to focus on managing your growing society inside a punishing framework of competing strategic choices. The reward is a real sense of development as the game progresses, and you watch your civilization flower, so long as it's not ground under the military boot heels of your opponents, of course. Through the Ages, A New Story of Civilization is 2-4 players with an age range of 14+ and a playtime of 120+ minutes. Our next strategy board game, Brass Birmingham. While economic strategy games abound, Brass Birmingham stands alone as managing to feel a bit like a simulation while still being tons of fun. Set during the British Industrial Revolution, you'll be building industries and ensuring they're supplied with raw materials via a growing network of canals. As demand grows, you can open up ports and mines to service it, trying to mix and match between supplying your own industries and also cornering the market in materials needed by your competitors. Then, mid-game, it all changes as railways come on the scene, allowing you to grow a new, more efficient network in a race to rack up profits before the game ends. Quirky, deep, and unforgiving, both this and its sibling, Brass Lancashire, keep pulling in the profits themselves. Brass Birmingham is 2-4 players with an age range of 14+ and a playtime of 60 to 120 minutes. And our final strategy board game for 2024, Food Chain Magnate. A lot of games on this list are fairly complex, but Food Chain Magnate is relatively simple to learn. It's all about hiring and training employees to staff your expanding 50s diner chain and placing outlets for customer convenience. But don't let that fool you into thinking that this is a light or simple game. With all players operating in the same market space to fulfill limited demand, this is a richly strategic experience in which inexperienced players can beggar themselves with staggering ease. The cream atop the cherry pie is the tasty helping of capitalist satire, plain to see beneath the game mechanics. Food Chain Magnate is 2-5 players with an age range of 14+ and a playtime of 2-4 hours. Those are IGN's 12 best strategy board games to play in 2024. But if you love board games and saving some dough, check out our list of the best board game deals at IGN.com. If you're looking for something a little less strategic but still mature, check out our picks for the best board games for adults. And if you have kids you don't want looking at screens all day, check out our lists of the best board games for kids and the best family board games as well. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.